So for the past 2 decades, Somalia did not print Somali shilling, but now you have you are optimistic that you will. Tell me about this process.
Okay, for Somalia, we will have to find the resources to bring the money, as they told you, the currency. And then with the issue of the currency, we will have also changing the money in circulation, so that for Somalia, we will have only in circulation reliable currency with good security features in throughout the country. And this will be, and then the treasury also and the public will begin using the national currency as the national currency of the land. So that will be the beginning, for example, of a new era of monetary policy. This will imply also introducing some sort, for example, of foreign exchange mechanism, whereby when you have the Somali shilling, you must put in place also some sort of creating some mechanism to change the Somali shilling for Somali with other currency, international currency.
And what's the challenge? What's stopping you now from printing Somali currency? What's the challenge?
Actually, there were, from the beginning, two issues. One thing, for example, is the technical preparation of the central bank. This, we did a lot, for example, of efforts in collaboration and with the assistance of the international financial institutions, the World Bank and the IMF, basically, for example, and the World Bank and these financial institutions. So, for example, we have prepared all the issues or all the basic ground, for example, to prepare or put in place the technical requirements and so on. But then, for example, what remains is the basic issue, another basic issue, which is the financing, for example, of the currency to be issued. And this will require, for example, a huge amount of money that we don't have, but we expect the international community to assist in that issue. And one important venue, for example, to decide on this by the international community is the expected coming international donor conferences with Somalia in the coming months of April, May in London.
So are you saying that this year, sometime this year, you could print Somali currency, Somali shilling?
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. You know, basically now, you know, sometimes hardships and scarcities create some opportunities, some innovative or creative strategies or mechanism or efforts and so on. And that's what happened in Somalia. You know, we have the now the electronic money, mobile money, which is one of the most efficient portable systems of payments, for example, in Somalia. Because currency in the past was the only means of payment for the economy. Now, only a small part, for example, of the payment system is made with Somali shillings. Basically, the most of it is done through dollars, through payments through dollars, what they call electronic money or mobile money or this kind of thing, for example, which is a great thing, for example, for saving costs and effort and very convenient also. Always there is some need, for example, for the national currency, because there are a big segment of the Somali population, especially those who do not have mobile money or dollars or so on, will have to rely always with real bank notes, Somali bank notes.
Final question. The Somali currency, Somali shilling, gained some value during the last few days against the dollar. What's your reading of this?
Basically, for Somali, it is a matter of expectations. There is a new government, new environment, new atmosphere that will affect, hopefully, for some of the people think, for some of the security, the economy, or the system of government, or that is what many believe, for some, and that expectation influences also the market. That's one. Another one is there is no big demand for some for dollars at this moment because people do not have really real plan for some of what they will do at this moment, at this time of change or so on. So many plans or what to do with the money or this kind of things will come later on after some time. And there is also some people believe that there is also some dollars or foreign exchange that came from the elections and so on to the market. So all these elements or factors combined make the change and contributed to the present situation of the revaluation of the Somali shilling.